OABCIG coach Larry Allen, our guest now in the Mix 101.7 Saturday morning huddle as the Falcons pull away at home over Trainer last night, win it 63-13. Larry, we were talking a bit earlier. You were up by, what, 20 at halftime? How did you feel about how the first half went?
It went really well for us. We had the win the first quarter, got out to a good lead, turned it around then, and were able to manage the clock running into the wind. Gave up a late score there that tightened it up a little bit, but halftime we were feeling pretty good about ourselves.
36-13 was the score at half, right?
Correct.
Okay, so it was a 23-point advantage at halftime, and then you scored right away in the third quarter, correct?
We did. First play of the second half, Chase Devitt went 76 yards for a touchdown. We got the two-point conversion, so that, you know, extends it to 44-13. And at that point, you're feeling really confident in what you can do, and the kids were really excited, and it just rolled from there.
Chase put up big numbers again all night long?
Chase had a phenomenal night last night. He carried 30 times. He had 337 yards and 8 touchdowns.
Wow.
He got loose on 2 or 3 long runs, you know, and those add up pretty quick. And the kids up front did just a phenomenal job of getting him a hole to get, you know, 4 or 5 yards, and then he did the rest of the work from there. It was just a pretty exciting night for him.
Who were some of the other offensive standouts?
We didn't throw the ball. We only threw it once last night. You know, we could run pretty much at will. Then going into the wind, we just didn't feel comfortable doing that. Caden Ladwig had 4 carries for 24 yards. Isaac Kendrell had 2 for 36. And Ryan Booman had a nice night for us. He had 3 carries for 45 yards and a touchdown. Chase carried the mail last night. We knew he was going to do that, you know. And it's one of those deals where it's senior night. So those kids played in a little longer than maybe they normally would. But it's just a great, great effort on all our team's part.
And the defense clamped down, obviously, especially in the second half, to hold them scoreless in the third and fourth quarters.
We sure did. Down in the game, got loose on a long run, just a defensive breakdown, and they had a nice toss play that they had some success with, and they kept coming back to. So we made some adjustments on that and shut that down. And even though they ended up with 267 yards of offense, just under 200 yards rushing, we held them on some fourth down plays, you know, that they were forced into going for because of the score. Isaac Enderlot led us last night defensively from his inside linebacker position. I think he had 8 solos and 3 assists. Ryan Booman had a phenomenal job or phenomenal night last night on defense as well. He plays an outside linebacker. He had 7 solos and 2 assists. And just a super job of keeping people inside and taking care of business. And defensively, we give a couple yards at a time, but never the big play.
So a 6-3 finish for you guys, a fine campaign. And even in 2 of your losses, you were right there and had chances to win. So what's your overall outlook looking back on the year?
You know, and you're exactly right. You feel pretty comfortable going into the year that we're going to be in those games. And that first one at IKM Manning, we had a kickoff that we gave up for a touchdown. And they showed us a couple things that we weren't prepared for. Didn't have quite the emotion that we needed and didn't get that one. And then the Logan Magnolia game was just a great high school football game, losing it in overtime. But just a super, super effort by the kids that night. And then the AHSTW game, we just got outplayed that night. They just took it to us, or that afternoon, I should say. They took it to us, and we just didn't have the effort that we needed. And they're a very, very good club. So you know, the kids fought hard all year. Just great leaders on and off the field. Can't say enough about the quality of kids that those seniors are for us.
Falcons end the year with a resounding 63-13 win over Trainer. OABCIG coach Larry Allen, thanks as always for the time. Appreciate it again every morning during the Saturday morning huddle. We'll be seeing you down the road, that's for sure. Thanks again, Larry.
All right, thanks a lot, Ryan.